تفم مراقبة المراقبة ذكر اسم ذات of his personal name on your latifa qalb on the lesson of the heart. So the heart empty the heart of all thoughts and focus completely towards dhikr, focus the heart completely towards dhikr, and with care and whilst being grateful to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has us such incapable people after the prayer of Fajr, after the Salah of Fajr, Allah has given us the ability, the tawfiq, that until the sun rises, Allah has sat us down in His remembrance. And He has enabled us, allowed us to do His dhikr, and allowed us to remember Him. Allah has allowed us to ask from Him. And such azeem, great kalamat, great statements and verses which are very beloved to Allah, about which the muhaqqiqeen, the mufassireen, the commentators have explained about the Ism-e Adham. It's great, the greatest name, which is Allah's name. And us such incapable people, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability and permission to recite His name. Allah's mercy and grace and blessings. He hasn't made us sick. He hasn't made us ignorant, negligent. He hasn't removed our focus at this time. He hasn't made us lazy at this time. He's given us full energy, full ability. Allah Ta'ala, with His tawfiq and permission, He has sat us down. And after sitting us down, Himself He has given us the reward. And a complete reward of complete Hajj and Umrah Allah has bestowed to us. This is Allah's karam, His grace and His blessings. The servant, what should he do when his morning passes with great reward and a few difficulties then that come during the day? Any sorrow or distress comes during the day, or such an event takes place, or something goes against your liking, then think at that time that such great rewards in the morning after that, that if something like this happens during the day, it's nothing at all. And this is also, this having this belief is the sign of Allah's belovedness, that due to these events during the day, Allah wants to elevate our rank and Allah wants to focus our attention completely towards Him due to these events during the day. Because it's the nature of human being that more than happiness, when he's in distress, he goes more towards Allah. So this also is a ni'mah of Allah. Treasure distress or sorrow, a little bit of sickness, a little bit of down. Allah gives this to His beloved servants. If he in that condition then turns and submits to Allah, then this is all, these are all the rewards of Allah that Allah gives to His servant. And these are the signs of Allah, that these people are destined for paradise. Send them to paradise. So do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to Allah that due to those pious predecessors that we have attained these learnings, may Allah ta'ala to their graves until the day of judgment, Allah ta'ala give His special mercy and allow that to rain down on their graves and on their children. May Allah have mercy, and may Allah give them a high grade of ma'rifah, nearness and connection. So with all these thoughts, with humbleness, sincerity, well, great favor of Allah right now on us, consider these things and do dhikr of Allah. Recite Allah, 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 Allah. And keep praying, keep supplicating that Allah, just like today you've given us this ni'mah, then tomorrow also please bestow us this great favor of yours.